You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Wednesday, February 7th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. Joining me today on Valley Talk is Cassie Rudy from the Benedictine Living Center. And Cassie, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming on. And well, firstly, what's your role over there?
So I am the Foundation Development Director at the Benedictine Living Community in Crookston, formerly Villa St. Vincent. And yeah, I'm here because we are participating in Giving Hearts Day tomorrow. Giving Hearts Day is kind of an area giving day in North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota. It's something that started way back in 2008. We at the Benedictine Living Community of Crookston started in 2020. So this will be our fourth year, and we're just gearing up for it tomorrow. We will be doing a drive-through event in our heated garage that was donor-funded. We'll have our board members and volunteers taking donations and giving away donuts and coffee, and people can kind of just drive through, not even having to leave their cars.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And so how did you guys get involved with Giving Hearts Day at first?
You know, it was, like I said, something that was started back in 2020. My predecessor, Cindy Hulst, had started, and after her retirement, we've kind of kept it up. It's a great event, and it's been a very successful for us in years past, and it's really starting to gain a lot of notoriety. There's a lot of different nonprofits that are involved in Giving Hearts Day, and I'm just always in awe of the generosity in this area, and we're just always so thankful for people who think of us and donate to us on Giving Hearts Day. It's wonderful.
What is the purpose of Giving Hearts Day?
Well, so we are, this year, we are raising funds for our Wander Guard system. Our Wander Guard system was installed about over 20 years ago. So, you know, we want to be able to deliver exceptional care to our residents and tenants. So we are always looking ahead to the future for ways to enhance our facility so we can serve seniors in Crookston and the surrounding area sustainably and continue to grow. So it's just extremely important to have this Wander Guard system in place. It is a bracelet monitoring system where, you know, if residents or tenants who are kind of wander prone or exit seeking, you know, as they approach an exit door, it will alert our staff. A couple years ago, we had raised funds for a new call light system that's in place. And so this Wander Guard system will integrate with that new call light system. It's just so important to have a system in place that, you know, has the most up-to-date technology and can really withstand interference. And yeah, it'll be a great tool and asset for us.
And that system overall is for the safety of the residents?
Yes, yes. You know, I think of my own grandmother was at the Summit Assisted Living for 5 years, and she loved it there. She, you know, had a cute little apartment. She loved all her friends. And as her dementia started to progress, you know, myself and our family became worried about, you know, will she try to go outside? So she was able to wear this bracelet, this Wander Guard bracelet, and, you know, we had this peace of mind that she was safe. And she was able to stay in her apartment. She was there for 5 years, got to age in place. And then when the time was needed, you know, she went to the secured memory care where there's, just less stimulation and more specialized care. That's what's so wonderful about Benedictine Living Community Crookston, there is just this continuum of care with assisted living, the skilled nursing area, with the short-term care and rehab, and then the memory care area as well. And so, like I said, this Wander Guard system will just allow people to remain in their assisted living apartment or their just skilled nursing, or, you know, in the kind of the regular nursing home area longer and remain safe.
And it's not just for, you know, their safety, but it's for the family that they are part of, their comfort too.
Exactly. It gives peace of mind to the family and to our staff. So it's a wonderful cause to donate to. And like I said, we're just so thankful for everyone who has donated or plans to donate. Early giving is already available on the website. You can either go to givingheartsday.org or you can go to our website, benedictinecrookston.org. We have a link right at the top of our page. So we've already seen a lot of donations coming in, and it's just been wonderful.
Yeah, that's great to hear that the donations have already been coming in. But when you get to that givingheartsday.org website, how do people navigate that so they can donate to the Benedictine?
So you just go to givingheartsday.org, and then there's a search bar where you can type in, you can scroll through. There's so many nonprofits and charities, but there is a search bar. You can just search. You can start typing in Benedictine Living Community, and it'll pop right up. And so you choose the charity that you wish to donate to, and you can do it. It's a really slick process.
And then, so that's really great to hear with the donation. And then it's going to be taking place. Giving Hearts Day is tomorrow, correct?
Correct. Yes. Yes. The early giving is kind of a newer feature. So it's nice. But yes, Giving Hearts Day is tomorrow. It's a 24-hour giving day. So we're just really, really excited for it.
If people maybe, don't want to do it through the website and they want to do it maybe in person, is there a way that they can do that as well?
Yep, absolutely. You can drop off donations today or tomorrow. And you can drop off a check, just put Giving Hearts Day in the memo, and those funds will be going towards the Wander Guard project for Giving Hearts Day. And like I said, we will have our heated garage that is on the south end of our building, kind of over facing the Cathedral Church. You can just drive right up. The garage door will come up, and we will have our board members and volunteers in the garage. You can drop off your donation, grab a donut, grab some coffee. It'll be right there for you. We kind of started that with COVID because you had to do, kind of the non-contact. And we found it was a nice, kind of nice and appreciated event. Most of the time on Giving Hearts Day, there are sub-zero temperatures, and so people kind of appreciate not having to get out of their car. It might be a little bit different tomorrow, a little warmer than it typically is on Giving Hearts Day, but still kind of nice. You don't even have to get out of your nice warm car to be able to drop off your donation and get a little treat and be on your way.
And it's another great way for people to participate too, because then they can, actually show up there. And as you mentioned, you can hand deliver a check too. So you can really, kind of have that extra feeling of, hey, I'm really participating in this.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great event.
And I'm probably guessing that this was something that, you kind of found, some gold here when you were, that's one of the good benefits, I suppose, to COVID. We've heard in other events, especially like around Halloween with the trunk or treat events that take place. It's kind of similar to this.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, like I said, it started with kind of COVID, but we've just kept doing it because people kind of appreciate it. So
how important is it to be involved in an event like this?
I think it's just, like I said, we have such a generous area, and I think people just feel so good when they are involved. It's just kind of the, you know, with Valentine's Day coming up, it's just kind of a season where we're caring a little more, or maybe a little bit more giving. And you know, I think people who donate on Giving Hearts Day, they just feel this great, great sense of compassion and giving.
We're here with Cassie Rudy from the Benedictine Living Center, as tomorrow is going to be Giving Hearts Day, and they're going to be participating with a drive-through tomorrow. And what is the time for the drive-through?
So we will have the drive-through event open from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. So we'll have board members and volunteers in that heated garage taking donations, giving away donuts and coffee all day long from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. So you can stop on through anytime during the day and get a little treat and be able to drop your donation off.
And the funds are going to the Wander Guard system?
To updating our Wander Guard system, yes. Yes, as I said, it's over 20 years old and just needs some updates and upgrades, you know, the parts are no longer made for the old system. So when we need things replaced, we're getting refurbished parts. And we just want to make sure that we have the best technology and the best system available, because it's such a great tool for us to be able to take care of our residents and our tenants.
Was that a big factor into choosing the funds going towards that Wander Guard system?
Yes, absolutely. You know, safety is just of utmost importance, and it was just something that couldn't be put off any longer. And we started with our Glow Golf tournament back in September. Funds were going towards this Wander Guard system, so we're hoping to be able to have that project gets started very soon.
People, they can donate now if they want.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. You can go right on the BenedictineCrookston.org website. We have a link right at the top of our page that goes to the Giving Hearts Day website. You can also head right to givingheartsday.org and, search for Benedictine Living Community Crookston in the search bar and donate online.
Do you have any final thoughts here before we let you go on today's Valley Talk program?
Like I said, I just want to thank everyone who has donated so far and everyone else who is considering to donate to this great cause. We're so, so thankful for the generosity of the Crookston community and the surrounding area, and just overjoyed to be able to take care of our residents and tenants and with the help of our generous donors.
Well, Cassie, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. As that was Cassie Rudy from the Benedictine Living Center. Again, Giving Hearts Day, that's going to be taking place tomorrow. And from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., they will have a drive-through through their heated garage on the villa side. Again, you can drive in. You can drop off a check donation as well tomorrow. You can get a donut and a hot drink to go. You could also support them right now. Go to givingheartsday.org, click donate. Find the Benedictine charity, and then you can donate a gift online, again, either today or tomorrow for Giving Hearts Day.